Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Harv Sprafka about the new Little Free Library in Knoxville.
Tell me a little bit about the public library box now at Brooks Garden.
Well, it's the Little Free Library. It was something I had been thinking about for some time. In fact, I should give credit to a lady named Bev Smith. When I was working in the park one day, she came and made that suggestion to me. She knew Stephanie Brooks, who the park is named in her honor, and her husband Dave. And she was a very avid reader, and it just fitting. It really fits here nicely. The Little Free Library is for the public to enjoy. There's books for adults as well as small children, and we hope the public takes advantage of the park being near the downtown area, the little library. There's ample parking right next door to the downtown diner, so it's a good location just north of the sidewalks on Main Street.
What do you hope comes of this? Because this is an idea that's growing not only in Knoxville, but around the state and around the country, having free book exchanges like this.
Yeah, it really has taken off. It's been, I forget exactly, not that many years. It started up in Hudson, Wisconsin, the Little Free Library concept, and it's been growing rapidly across the country, as you said. That's what we hope comes of it, that people will utilize the little library, enjoy reading. There's the joy of reading. I enjoy it. And again, the Knoxville Public Library gave some of the books. I went and talked to Rosalind Thompson. I'm on the library board, and I told her what I wanted to do. And I left some money as a donation as well for it's the Friends of the Library, as their annual book sale. That's where some of the books come from. Yeah, some will be coming from my personal library as well. But that's what we hope people will do. They'll come in, use it, take a book. And if they have a book or two at home that they don't know what to do with, drop it off here and share the good words, if you will, with the public.
And I know you kind of already answered this, but who's all available to use this?
Everybody. The smallest child, you know, we know that parents like to read to their children, and it's a good thing. It helps the children understand the importance of reading. There's books for the smallest children and all the way up to the most senior individuals. So, again, it's for their use, and I would again like to thank Ben Willits of Knoxville. I went to him and asked if he would consider building a little free library, and he said absolutely, and he built it, and his wife Phyllis painted it. And Ben is a longtime contractor here in Knoxville, and obviously it speaks for itself. It's very attractive, and it's in a good location.
Tell us a little bit about the work that you've put in here in Brooks Garden and the help that you've received from the community.
Yes, it started in August of 2009. The city bought the property. It used to be the C-Mart gas station. It had been vacant for up to 20 years, and you had weeds growing in the cracks of the concrete and stuff. And I suggested that to the council that the property be used as a what they call a pocket park. And we had a contest, and I won the contest as far as design. And I told the city council I would build it, I would maintain it, and I'd raise the money for it. And the public has been very, very generous. Privately, citizens come forward with money. Stephanie Brooks' sorority, Eta Lambda, they've been very generous annually, as has the Knoxville Federated Garden Club. But there have been others as well who have given money. And, of course, there were grants raised, I should say, through the Mid-American Energy, Align Energy, and the Knoxville Community Heritage Foundation. So it's been a community effort, and the success of the park is the comments the people make. They enjoy the color of the flower beds, of course, at Christmas time with the lights. But turning a lemon into lemonade is what I like to think of it as, something that was a negative, an eyesore. Now it's something that's attractive. And it does take money. Like I say, annually I receive donations from people, and that's very much appreciated. It's a city park. It is owned by the city, but it is taken care of by myself. There are some street public works people who mow the lawn, but I take care of the park, the rest, the flowers and the trimming and things of this nature. And like I say, for this park, it was entrance to the downtown area, and The people have shown their appreciation for it by sitting on the benches at night and with their children and enjoying the flowers and watching the traffic go by and socializing. And that's one of the main purposes of a pocket park, for people to gather and enjoy themselves.
Thanks to Harv Sprofka for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.